corner's ready to crash. And Bailey bunts his strike foul into the net. Shows bunt again in the air. Foul again. Strike two. Now he'll swing the 0-2. To center field, Altman has a read on it. Schmidt tags from second, and he's going to hold.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Patrick Bailey failed to get a bunt down in the bottom of the 10th, and Giants end up not scoring, and they lose 5-2 and 11. So, all right. I got a couple questions for Giants fans. For the Giants fans that are hand-wringing, if you will. And you could be one of those fans right now, right? Hand-wring, just...
No, I'm just calling it like I see it.
So, let's take their last six games. They beat Philadelphia 3-1 in the first game of a three-game series.
Good game.
Games 1-1 in the bottom of the eighth. Giants get two in the bottom of the eighth. They win 3-1. Good, hard-fought win. Pitching, defense. Next night, they win 4-3. Patrick Bailey, the hero, came from behind, came from 3-1 down.
Yeah.
Phillies beat him in game three, 13-0, big deal. They took two out of three. Then the Dodgers. They win a one-run game against the Dodgers. They lose a one-run game against the Dodgers. And then they lose an extra inning game against the Dodgers. You play this many close games, like you won a game in the bottom of the eighth, you won a game in the bottom of the ninth, you held on Friday, and then you let one get away Sunday. I just, like, you can't win all these games.
No, you're living on the edge. And also, the problem to me, Steiny, is why are these games so close after you acquired a bat? That's my major question. Forget the pitching. Why has the Giants' offense still stayed stagnant after an acquiring Ralphie Devers? And our guy Leroy, I want you to answer this. I don't have the answer, Steiny. I'm thinking about it. The Giants are losing because Buster Posey tried to fix something that wasn't broken. Talking about the Giants' offense, Leroy, it was broken. You were just getting the benefit of the doubt you were getting good luck pulling all these games out. But there is a disconnect since you add a bat like Devers, and now he's batting 202, striking out left and right.
So who do we blame? Devers? Posey? The Giants? I mean, you acquired a guy who's not hitting right now.
And that's the one positive I take, because all we can sit here and do, Steiny, is we don't have to blame anybody. We just hope that it'll come back and they'll play to their normal selves and their history, the back of their baseball card.
Well, and that's where I think we got to be realistic, because Adames is not going to be the back of his baseball card this year. He's just not.
But if he's a 300 hitter the rest of this season, or 280, and looking like his old self. I mean, that's a big deal. Imagine where they'd be without that production of him. And I know you're saying it's just a month, but good Lord, it's a good sign. That's what you need. Devers, it's like, what? There are no good signs. Now teams are intentional walking the guy before you because they think they can get you. Willie, and they got him yesterday.
I mean, Willie Adames, you know, saying he'd get up to two, like he's a 245 lifetime hitter, Adames. Like, he doesn't hit for average. Last 4 years, he's hit 238, 217, 251, 220. And then the year before that, but only in 99 games, he hit 285. That's by far the highest average he's ever had. So he, like, to say, I don't know that he can hit 280 over the second half of the season. Like, he's not a 280 hitter.
Well, he's doing that now. This last month, Steiny's down near 300.
And that makes it even more so that he's not unlikely to do it. Because he's like, I mean, I'm just looking at his lifetime average, Gu, and it's 245.
Right, but it's a lot of power behind that, too. So just you reading that has me or any Giant fan listening, Steiny, to where, okay, if you're saying that's where he normally ends up at, it's the power numbers. And that's what we've seen from him. the ability to hit the ball deep. I mean, he's been mastering Triples Alley the other night. What, for, he hit one out of Triples. Like, that was a shot. So there's not too far to go there in regard to me talking about Adames and the average, but the power and the thump has been there, Stani. Now he's your third place hitter. They had him 6 or 7. Now it's about getting the others if they can turn the corner or show signs.
And
Ramos is in a slump, Stani. Like 62, 63, 64, a bad slump.
I mean, the thing about Adames is, you're right. Like, he's one of their better hitters now, and he's still not very good. They just, like, I don't know. If you're a Giants fan, do you think this team's underachieving? And I'm asking you that as an entire team. Like, we can say their hitting's underachieving a little bit, but I think it's been made up for by the pitching staff.
Mm.
And can we absolutely think that the pitching staff's going to be as good in the second half as they were in the first?
Man.
I don't know. I think it would be a lot to ask. I really do. But they're going to play low-scoring games because they pitch and they don't hit. And there's going to be a lot of games like the last six. What's that? 1, 2, you know, essentially 5 out of the 6 games were determined late, you know, in the last 8th or 9th inning. And, like, I don't see any way around that. I think that's just going to have to be their MO right now.
Even with more improvement, if Buster was to make a move or two. I mean, we would still have to see. Well, obviously, you can't answer that. But, Stani, if you're Buster, what are you feeling right now?
I mean, this is where I think if you're Buster Posey and you're taking the long view, I think you feel fine about this team, believe it or not. You know, you win 3 out of the last 4 instead of 1 out of the last 4, and I'll bet everybody feels a lot different. But you lose 2 out of 3 to the Dodgers, and, you know, just doesn't quite feel as good after you lose a game that you had a crack at, on Sunday. But
you hadn't scored to the 9th inning, and you just hate to see, of all guys, Matos come up there and do what he did, and the place is packed, and not even the impact on the standings. Just how good, like you just said, you would feel about taking 2 or 3 from the Dodgers and sending all those Dodger fans home upset, and you don't handle your business offensively because the pitching in the bullpen in the top of the 10th kept the Dodgers off the board.
I mean, and we've seen that a lot this year with big-time pitchers. Yamamoto just absolutely stifled the Giants yesterday. Gave up no runs. So I don't know. I just, you know, if you're asking me, can the Giants play better? Yeah, I think they can. Certainly when they hit it, they can hit better. But I don't think they're a dramatically different team than they've been in the first half of the season. I mean, they played 97 games. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
97?
Yeah.
So they've almost
that's
played
a lot.
Exactly. And they're 7 games over. And I feel like, yeah, that's about right. I don't feel like they should be 12 over. I don't feel like they should be 500.
See,
I think they're 7 games over. That's an 86 win pace. And what was their over under before the season? Like 81, 82?
That
was
might have been around 81, 82.
Yeah, but guys, real quick, that was predicated before you had a bat like Ralphie Devers.
And, but you got to take away Harrison, too. Mm. And when Harrison was traded, it wasn't a big deal, but it's an extra arm they don't have right now. And again, like, how do you know, you could say Buster Posey go out and make another move or go out and make moves. And obviously, if they can improve the team, it can improve the team. But, you know, you go get Devers and you're 11-16 got him.
A walking soul that would have took that bet.
I don't.
Come on, man. And
I mean,
I'm going to just say,
what did we expect? Like,
I thought he was healthy. I think he is not healthy.
Okay,
and if you're going to tell me, partner, they're not going to sit him down or demand him, just take a week, man. We want you to just take a week. And it might not even work. But to sit here and watch Melvin do the same presser each night when Devers is not doing his thing at the plate, you got to scratch your head. The dude has not forgotten how to play baseball. And, Stani, I'll say this to your last point about, you know, dude, losing 2 or 3 to the White Sox, getting swept at home to the Marlins, even though they're playing a little better baseball, you can't have that. You cannot have that. Those are like, what? Those are 5 losses that you got on the tally that I just thought the Giants were a better team than that. Just putting a jersey on, you won't, you know?
I mean.
So Ramos, Austin San Jose saying Ramos is what he is. He was an all-star last year. Stoney, this is almost 70 at bat. I'm just asking you because I don't know what to make of him. How concerned are you about Ramos? Because he was there. Remember the bases loaded double and all that emotion about a month ago. And he's struggling. He ain't the only one. But I'm assuming he is going, once he gets hot, he's going to get hot and look like the guy that made the all-star team last year.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk studio. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I mean, Ramos, man. I mean, guys, you know, what's Ramos hitting? 265. He's got 14 homers. Like, That's who I think we think Ramos is, right? 270, 275, 20 to 25 homers, 80 ribbies, something like that. Like he's pretty much doing what he's been asked to do offensively. Let's go to Chris. Chris is in San Jose. Hey, Chris.
Gentlemen, I love to hear you cry. This is my monthly phone call. I'm a big-time Dodger fan, as you can tell. You guys will never be us. It'll be 50 years before you win another championship. And if you got Devers, you need to put someone behind him. Hello? They're going to pitch around Devers. God bless him, he can hit. We know that. But if you don't put anyone behind him, he ain't going to get no good pitches. You should know this by now.
Hey, real quick. Oh, no. He's getting pitches to hit. He's getting pitches to hit, man. I wish it was they were pitching around him. Yes, he is, man. Otani threw the ball right by him, man. They're throwing the ball. Average dudes are throwing the ball right by him. Don't say he's not getting pitches to hit, man. He's getting pitches to hit. That's why people are concerned.
He's missing it, isn't he?
Yes.
If he has pitches to hit, why is he hitting them? Because he's been figured out. He has weaknesses in his swing. Have you been watching the game?
And I just told you what I got from watching the game. Devers is getting pitches to hit, man.
But why is he hitting them?
Well, he's in a slump.
The ball is not. He has one spot where he can hit a ball. Way away.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call.
Well, I disagree.
That's a Dodger fan, though. You knew one was coming.
I mean, Devers is the protection. He's the most accomplished hitter they got. That's why we got all excited. So, what did you say, 11-16, whatever the record is, Stoney? I don't know why that is and why he hasn't performed as of yet. And it's bigger than just him being at home, too.
I mean,
in this park.
Again, this is the other thing is when – people hate when I say this, but when you go get everyday players, then you're going to have to live with slumps like Ramos is having. You're going to have to live with what Devers has done. You're going to have to live with the first half that Adames had. Like, you know, those are Chapman, Adames, and Devers are 3 everyday players that Buster Posey got, put them into the lineup, new players over the last 2 years, and, you know, Chapman's been great defensively. He's been pretty solid offensively, but the other 2 guys are their big bats, and they're not hitting, and Ramos is not hitting over the last month and a half, and there we go.
But Adames is showing life, even though I know you don't like it, but I'm going to say it.
Whatever.
Starting to laugh.
Sure.
I mean, what does that mean? We got to give him credit for these last month
right.
of baseball.
And this is what
he's
you do.
Up off the mat.
Yeah, you give him credit for a month. I'm going to look at the first 3 months. Baseball is baseball. He's hitting 220. Like, he's picked that average up from 201 to 220. But that's not going to get it done, I don't think, for the Giants. They need Adamas to hit. They need Devers to hit. They need a bunch of guys to hit. And I, like, I don't look at this. When you have six guys hitting below 250 or whatever it is, you're not going to string together a lot of rallies. And then on top of it, you don't hit a lot of homers. So what that tells me, you have a lot of singles and doubles hitters who don't hit for average. So then you're going to have to put three hits together in an inning to score a run. And I don't see enough good hitters in that lineup to do that consistently. So does Posey have to go make another move?
I was just going to ask you, maybe. What do you do then? Because I thought Devers was enough. I think a lot of people did.
I mean, you know, the question is how long does this, like, how long does the rest of the season go before we start thinking about, a Devers and Adamas?
Well, I don't know what's going on in Boston, his former team, but what was their record? You said they're over 500 since his departure. Like, man, wow. You know, they lose him and they play better baseball and the team gets him and the offense has been impotent.
Yeah, I mean, what do you make of since Devers is here, they're averaging a half run less? I don't know how to explain that other than baseball's weird.
Yeah, you want my honest answer?
Yeah.
And I told Evan on Friday and the listeners, Stoney, I think he's hurt, man. And I can't change his diaper. Nobody's asked him to. But if you don't sit him down or at least try to rest him more than just these four games, you're beating your head against a wall if he's showing you every at-bat or every game that something's going on. And I give him all the credit in the world trying to go out there and be John Wayne, but how long is this going to go?
I mean, honestly, again, this is – like, you're not taking Devers out of the lineup unless he's going onto the injured list.
Because if he hits like this the rest of the way, Stoney, they're not making the playoffs. And I don't expect him to. And I hope I'm not coming in here trying to give a new Rolex watch to Adamas, but I got to give him all the credit in the world for the past 30. Like, baseball's vicious, Stoney. It's every day. And the last 30 days, Friday night, that bomb he hit, Triples Alley. I was like, okay, dude, that was a bomb. So Adamas is showing signs. And you're right. You can't change how bad he was at the beginning, but at least you drink your coffee this morning and you're like, maybe the break came at the wrong time for Adamas. How do we get others in that column of, they're showing signs of coming out of life, and Ramos is a part of that. And maybe these 4 days off will help him.
888-957-9570 is the number. Giants are 52-45 at the All-Star break. You think they should be better? Should they have 55 wins and 30 and 44 losses? Should this team be 10 over? I knew they were in trouble.
When?
After that Baggerly article, but you said they could get 15 over.
But genesis of the article. We all did.
Yeah. And
there were standards.
Yeah. And here we are 3 weeks later, and everybody's still crying over the Marlins and the White Sox series. Well, guess what?
I brought that
guess
up.
What? You got to go out and win games. You don't just win games because you're playing a bad team, and that little stretch hurt him. There's no doubt.
And I'm for the caller, the Dodger fan that called, miss me. Devers is the protection. I know he struggled early on this year in Boston, but miss me, he's not getting pitches to hit. I'm watching the game. He's getting pitches to hit, Stoney. He's not hitting them, and he's striking out more than I've seen him strike out in a long time. So miss me with he's not getting the pitches. That's what's alarming.
I mean, he's hitting 202 since he's been a Giant.
Fastball's getting blown by him.
Let me see how many strikeouts he's got with the Giants in 25 games.
Almost more than half of what he had with Boston.
He's got 34. So he's got 34 strikeouts in 109 games. Yeah, you're right, Goo. He had three times as many at-bats against in Boston, and he struck out 76 times.
What do you make of that?
New ballpark, new league. Maybe he's not healthy.
But every game's not here, Stoney, on 3rd and King.
No, but half of them are. And I mean, he's a, you know, used to, when a guy goes from the American League to the National League or National to American, they say there's an adjustment. Maybe that's what's going on. Not quite sure, but.
Well, then that would apply to Adamas. Well, no, it wouldn't. National League to National League.
So anyway, 888-957-9570 is the number. All right, on the other side, we're going to get into some 49ers news.
We have to.
Juwan Jennings, their wide receiver, is under contract this season for one more year at $7.5 million. Juwan Jennings, a fixture at wide receiver for the 49ers, but he wants a new contract. And if he doesn't get a new contract, he wants to be traded. Got one more year at 7.5. Fits into this 49er system very, very well. What do you do with Juwan Jennings? It's a year after the 49ers had a lot of turmoil in the offseason. And now we've got an issue with Juwan Jennings. 888-957-9570. We'll talk about that on the other side. Also, Kevon Looney. Did a podcast with Marcus Thompson of The Athletic. Of course, Looney now a member of the New Orleans Pelicans. And the Warriors still have not made a move this offseason. No news on the Jonathan Kuminga front. Al Horford still in the mix. De'Anthony Melton still in the mix. And I saw another name in the mix. Ben Simmons.
Saw that.
Ben Simmons. Problem the Warriors have, they have 9 players under contract, but they're only $25 million under the apron, which is something they want to stay out of. So we'll get to the Warriors, but Juwan Jennings, how you feeling about Juwan Jennings and the good feelings of the offseason? They're gone. They're gone right now. Today is the first day of our All-Star Week prize blowout. Every day this week, each show will give out one of our awesome prizes. Today, we're giving one lucky listener a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merchandise shop. Listen at 12:30 to learn how you can win.